Hello, the Swipe Minister, the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 167, 167. So we're talking about Psalm 91, verse 8, and we personalize the verse 8. We personalize Psalm 91. So what are you going to see? Say, only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Let's say it again. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. This is your story. Only with your eyes, you're not going to be a partaker of evil. No, 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 no. No evil, no evil will come near you in Jesus' name. So we're looking at the opposite of evil, which is what? Wisdom. If you want to walk out of evil, then it means you're going to walk in wisdom. Hallelujah. And we looked at the life of Reuben. What happened to him? He was unstable as water. Genesis 49 verse 4. Unstable as water. And when the meaning of unstable in the Hebrew is pakas, and it means that you're unreliable, that you are unrestrained. Unrestrained. Reuben was unrestrained in his desires. So apart from being unreliable, undependable and all that, you would still tell the person, your word is not your bound. Your word, in fact, your word is worthless. It means nothing. Oh, I'll submit it. Oh, please give me something. I'll just finish it and bring it. Oh, okay, just give me over the night. I'll bring it. Oh, okay, the workers, I'll pay them. I'll do you. In fact, if we rely on you, the company is false. If you say you'll be there at 8 and we wait for it, we better forget it. How can it be like that? How are you going to excel like this? You cannot excel like that. No matter your abilities. So ability met character defect. And that is what happened to Ruby. You have plenty of ability, but your character, the character, the behavior, attitude will make people throw you away. So your talent brings you, your gift brings you before kings, but through the other way you go, because what you would do there, your attitude, the way you go and compete, the way you are, unrestrained envy, you can't control it. When you see somebody prospering, the pain, your sister, even your blood sister, look at the way, ha, how can you compete with your blood sister like that? Rivalries, we have sibling rivalry, but it should not continue. It should not continue. It should not be uncontrollable. It should not take hold of the whole family and split it into two. One side belongs to that and the other side. How? Why? It should not be so. It should not be so. This is what Bible is talking about. Unstable as water, undependent, unrestrained. So what did Reuben do? What did he do? I mean, let's get to it. What did he do? And the Bible says, when you read the New Living Translation, he said, but you are unstable as water, unruly as a flood, and you will thirst no longer, for you went to bed with my wife. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. Daddy is saying to the son, son, you went to bed with my wife. And in those times they had many wives. It was the norm of the day. That was the way they lived. So you went to bed with one of my wives. Could be the younger wife, I don't know which wife it was, but you went to bed with my wife. And you defiled my marriage couch. Oh, this is sad. When daddy has to tend to his own son, the son he carried in his arms, and said, ah, this is the excellency of my dignity, excellence of my might. And said all those things, knowing that this is the child of promise. He will be a doctor. He will be a lawyer. He will be an engineer. He will be a pharmacist. He will do this. He will be only for the child to be a drug addict. Only for the child to be, oh no, selling her body. Only for the child to be one who is begging to eat. Only for the child to be the one who comes to mommy and daddy. And if they don't give you something, you cannot go home. Listen, some can happen to many people when we start out in life. We get handouts from parents. Parents help. But when you become their permanent burden, that is what I'm talking about. That is wrong in all aspects. That is not what God has meant for your life. Get a first class and you are aware. Listen, you don't have to work in a company and wear a white shirt and tie before you can do something. Think outside the box. There is something for you to do. You see, and that's why when you have first class and you are giving something which is below you, don't throw it out, don't spit on it. You say, what will I do with this? I mean, I'm expecting to be part of the management. Why should they do this to me? Don't do that. Sometimes even the manager has something in his mind. He wants to do something with you, but he has to train you from the beginning. When the workers come and say, you see, sir, okay, you see, when we're working this way, you can turn around and say, you are lying. I've been there. I work from down there. That is a lie. You're blessed. Bye.